Hey everyone, Avery Hott here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's crazy roller coaster ride with a little more grace and resilience. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into the powerful philosophy of Stoicism today. Specifically, how to build that inner fortress where life throws its inevitable curveballs, those moments where things go sideways and our carefully constructed plans crumble faster than a poorly built sandcastle. Because let's be real, failure is like kryptonite to our fragile egos. It can leave us feeling defeated, questioning everything, and tempted to crawl under the covers and hide from the world. But here's the secret sauce. Stoicism teaches us that setbacks aren't roadblocks, they're detours on the path to becoming a stronger, more resilient version of ourselves. Think of it like this: when you face a mountain climber, wouldn't you want them to be tough as nails, adaptable, and able to bounce back from a slip? That's what we're aiming for here. So, buckle up, my friends, because today's episode is packed with 5 key takeaways that will help you turn those dreaded failures into opportunities for growth. First, remember that failure isn't final. It's just a redirection, a chance to reassess, adjust, and try again with newfound wisdom. Picture a marathon runner. They don't give up after tripping over a route. They dust themselves off, assess the damage, and keep pushing towards the finish line. Second, separate your identity from your achievements. You are not defined by your successes or failures. You are so much more than that. Think of yourself as an artist. You have bad days, creative blocks happen, but that doesn't mean you're a bad artist. It just means you're human. Keep creating, keep learning, and eventually those masterpieces will emerge. Third, embrace the opportunity to learn. Every setback is a valuable lesson in disguise. What went wrong? What could you have done differently? How can you use this experience to grow and improve? Look at it like this: if you're constantly learning and evolving, you're on the right track. Fourth, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, but focusing on what you have instead of what you lack can shift your entire perspective. Think about it, even amidst challenges, there are always things to be grateful for. A roof over your head, loved ones who support you, the ability to learn and grow. These small moments of gratitude can make a world of difference in how you navigate tough times. Finally, remember that failure is often a stepping stone to success. Think about some of your biggest role models. Chances are they've faced a fair share of setbacks along the way. It's those failures that push them to innovate, adapt, and eventually achieve greatness. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a budding entrepreneur who poured her heart and soul into launching her own bakery. She spent months perfecting recipes, securing funding, and building a following online. But when she opened her doors, things didn't go as planned. Customer traffic was slow, the competition was fierce, and she even faced some logistical nightmares with her ovens. It was crushing. Sarah could have easily thrown in the towel, wallowed in self-pity, and called it quits. Instead, she took a deep breath, remembered those Stoic principles we just discussed, and decided to turn things around. She analyzed her sales data, revamped her menu based on customer feedback, started offering free baking classes to build community, and even reached out to local businesses for collaborations. She didn't let that initial setback define her. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that resilience isn't about avoiding failure, it's about how we respond to it. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Remember, failure isn't final. Separate your identity from your achievements, embrace learning opportunities, practice gratitude, and never forget that setbacks can be stepping stones to success. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media. How have you used Stoicism to overcome a setback? What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, keep learning, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.